And our faith is the foundation of our hope. Only believing Christians have hope. And the measure of our trust in God, and therefore hope in His promises, I repeat, the measure of our hope is determined by the strength of our faith. And is our faith being tried? What a rhetorical question. Is our faith being tried in our day? Faithless people are hopeless people. We've only as much hope as we have faith, no more. Your lives, as my life, are being tried. Tried as never before. And this is not just of our own lives. In the history of Christianity, why is faith important? Because it is the bedrock basis of our hope. Why is our faith important? Because as with hope, so with love. Our love is only as strong as our faith. As we said last night, God gives us graces that we enjoy, and we smile, and we are so grateful. God gives us graces that are painful. And they can be very painful to believe they are graces. Takes superhuman faith. To believe when I'm told by a bishop, John, you got a problem. You've got a fixation on dogma. And fixation is a mental disorder. And why? Because I insisted that a faculty member an organization that I was told by the Holy See to organize. One of the faculty members was hired without my knowledge and against my will, who did not believe in original sin. So I told the board of directors, he's got to be fired. The bishop defended him. So instead of his being fired, I was fired. And I'm just giving you an example. Why is our faith so important? Because it is a bedrock, granite foundation of both our hope and our love. Hear it. There should be no unlovable people in our lives. Do you hear me? You know and I know, there are people that are harder to love than others. Part of our human nature, this is plain ABC psychology. We naturally love those who love us. naturally, but supernaturally, we are to love those who don't love us. And some may not only not love us, may positively hate us. You mean, Father, please be careful. Watch your language. Are you telling us we are to love those who hate us? Yes, my friend. And it takes faith. Faith in a God who became man to die on the cross out of love for those, not just to the time of his crucifixion, but until the end of time, would reject the very God who died on the cross out of love for them. Why is our faith so important? Because our faith is the foundation of all our virtues. There is no patience without faith. Either I see God, what a test of faith this is, either I see God in everything, in everyone. Where is my life? Or how can I possibly be patient? Our patience is a voluntary acceptance of pain. There is no chastity without faith. We must believe our bodies and our powers of reproduction have been given to us for that one purpose, to show our love, you married women, for your husbands. Show our love by what? What a commandment from God to reserve the exercise of our sexual powers exclusively for you women, for the husband whom you've married, and not just to practice chastity in body, but chastity in mind, chastity in the imagination. You just don't practice chastity without a strong and deep faith. Why is faith so important? Faith is so important because it is the foundation of our prayer. When we pray, our bodily eyes, well, see whatever our bodily eyes see. I see, well, a machine that amplifies my weak voice. And I see you people here in chapel, the bodily eyes. And when we pray, who are we to pray to? We are to pray to God. But to God? Where is God? I don't see him. But if we have faith, we see him. That's what faith is. Seeing with the eyes of the mind what is totally invisible to the eyes of the body. We pray only as much and as deeply and as fervently as we believe. Why is faith so important? What a statement. Without faith, life would be unlivable. Another privilege is March the 25th to receive into the church, baptize him after some months of instruction, the prosecutor Richard Thompson, who prosecuted the doctor murderer, Dr. Kevorkian, in Detroit. I'm sure you've heard about him, promoting the killing of adults, especially aged or people in pain. And Mr. Thompson told me, he called me up. I had never met him before. I wanted to become a Catholic. Would you give me instructions? Come over. He told me. I never thought I'd become a Catholic. But, and doing my reading and research for the prosecution against Kevorkian, I found out the only authority on earth that still believes in the sanctity of unborn human life and the sanctity of adult life. The only religion that still believes that suffering has meaning is the Catholic Church. So I thought, I ought to become a Catholic. Our faith gives meaning to our life, and especially gives meaning to the trials of life, the sufferings of life, gives meaning to so many persons, situations, experiences that are contrary to our wills. And whatever else you forget in this retreat, please don't forget the meaning of pain. Pain is whatever is contrary to our will. Period. Close the book. But you must have faith to believe there is meaning, deep, profound meaning to faith. And the deepest reason is because we believe that God became man mainly to endure pain out of love. Needless to say, we've spoken for just this side of an hour. I could speak on the subject of faith, I'm not exaggerating, for the next 12 months, 4 hours every day. Let us ask our Lord to deepen our faith, because there is nothing, and the word is nothing in our lives that is more necessary in any age, but especially in our age. Now to believe deeply, believe firmly, believe clearly, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give us something of the faith of your mother. She believed when the angel told her she was to become the mother of the Most High. The moment she pronounced the words and told the angel, "Be it done to me according to your word," Mary believed she was carrying her God in her womb. Give us, we beg you, dear Jesus, something of the faith of your mother when she held him in her arms on Christmas morning. She believed she was holding her Creator. Give us something of the faith of your mother where she stood on Calvary and saw you as man bleeding to death. She believed he was God, whereas man was dying out of love. Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, obtain for us from your Son something of your faith, so that believing in him here on earth, like you, we may possess him and be embraced by him through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.